The 10 O'Clock Line Treaty on this moment of Indiana history. White settlers in the Indiana Territory had been vigorously acquiring land from Native Americans since the 1790s. In 1809, Governor William Henry Harrison struck the most comprehensive of these ongoing land deals with a consortium of Native peoples led by the Miami and Potawatomi tribes. The Treaty of Fort Wayne, also known as the 10 O'Clock Line Treaty, conferred 3 million acres of land to the settlers. The purchase lay southwest of a line drawn from a point near the Illinois border in Park County to Brownstown in Jackson County. Allegedly, Miami Chief Little Turtle distrusted Harrison's surveying equipment and would only accept a line created by the shadow of a spear thrown into the ground at 10 o'clock in the morning. Regardless of the surveying technique, Shawnee Chief Tecumseh was indignant about the arrangement, which he declared invalid in the absence of unanimous Native consent. Hostilities mounted as Tecumseh rallied a Native Confederacy to resist Harrison. The period known as Tecumseh's War culminated in November 1811 in the Battle of Tippecanoe, a pivotal victory for Harrison's army. The battle launched Harrison's presidential bid and routed the remaining Native peoples. The controversial 10 o'clock line represented the northern border of Indiana when it became a state in 1816. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.